Welcome back to Talk to Me with the Coach, Mike Lee Maidens. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes, what it's like being a Major League Baseball player with the stars of the game. And I got the man here from the Diamondbacks. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
Jace Peterson here with the Diamondbacks.
So what's this big league experience been like for you?
Man, it's a journey. It's a blessing. Any day you can wake up and put on a professional uniform, especially when you're in the big leagues. Something that I don't care how long you've been doing it. I feel like you can't take it for granted. It's a blessing. The relationships you make and just going out there competing and doing it at a high level has been pretty special.
And you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. They think you guys get drafted and you're in the big leagues the next day.
Yeah, it's a process. You know, baseball is one of the games where you get drafted. I know basketball has the D-League. Obviously, NFL, you get picked high, you're pretty much there. So baseball's a sport where you get drafted and you got to put your time in the minor leagues. You get a lot of preparation. You get to work on your game a lot. It's a process. It's a game where failure is the main thing that's going to happen throughout your career, no matter what level you're at, whether you're high school, whether you're playing peewee ball, whatever it is, you're going to fail a lot in this game. So it's a game where you got to be mentally strong and got to be able to trust your process, trust the plan, and go out there and compete and bounce back each day.
And I would always tell my guys, it's all about getting opportunity, about getting exposure. What did it start for you?
You know, it started for me when I was little. I played Dixie Youth Baseball growing up. I was a guy who played all the sports. So in high school, I did basketball, baseball, football, track. I was real big on, you know, kids nowadays play a lot of baseball or a lot of whatever sport they play. They do it for summer ball, travel ball basically goes year-round now. So for me, I think I'm a big advocate on playing everything when you're young. It just so many different movements, so many different aspects of the game. You can work on your athleticism. So for me, it started at a young age playing baseball, and each season, as the season would change, I'd play different sports, and that was always huge for me. Keeps you fresh when you go on to the next thing. So that was kind of when it started for me at a young age.
So you want my audience to think you was an athlete, huh?
I definitely was an athlete. Definitely, you know, that's definitely my strong suit. That's something that, you know, the game has really started to, you see each team basically has guys that can play all over. So I think at a young age, the more you can do and develop that talent at a young age, it'll definitely carry and translate to the big league game.
So was you the man out there?
Yeah, you know, growing up in Lake Charles, Louisiana, we had a lot of good baseball players. A lot of professional players came from that small town. So there's a lot of good baseball down there and a lot of good competition, a lot of good athletes down there. And, you know, for me to make it to the major leagues and be able to have a long career, it's been special and something that I'll take for granted.
So Louisiana, you know anything about that jambalaya?
Oh, yeah, jambalaya, gumbo, etouffee, all of it. That's what we grew up on.
When I coached college ball, we used to go down and play Southern in Baton Rouge. Yep, that's why I got introduced to jambalaya.
You ain't good down there, for sure. You ain't good down there. They take care of the people down there, for sure.
So, I mean, what is this journey? How much of a roller coaster is it playing Major League Baseball?
It's tough. It's hard. It's the game's relentless. The game doesn't care whether you got 4 hits the day before or 0 hits the day before. It keeps coming at you. You're playing the best in the world day in and day out. It's a game where you got to trust the process, continue to be able to start fresh each day, no matter whether the day before was good or bad. It's a new start, new opportunity. So I think the quicker you can learn that mindset at a young age, it'll definitely increase your chances to be successful, not only now in the present at a young age, but as you get older and deal with failure and deal with, you know, just the relentlessness of baseball. It's a special grind and takes special people to be up here in the big leagues.
The last two questions, I mean, you guys are in the midst of a playoff hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you?
It means everything. That's why you play the game. You know, anytime you get, I've been in the big leagues since 2014, so I mean, I've been in the playoffs twice. There's a lot of guys on this team who've never been, and there's a few guys who have, so it's a rare opportunity and a special opportunity, and that's why you play. You play to win championships, and getting to the playoffs is that first step.
2014, we're going to call you an old man in this business.
I'm definitely getting old, no question, but you know, that's the beauty of baseball. You take care of your body, continue to work, and you can play for a long time.
What does a 162-game schedule do for a major league body?
You know, I think at a young age, when you first kind of get to the everyday and playing every day and playing that many games, it can be a little bit of shock on the body.
as you develop your routine and understand exactly what it takes to get through the season? Because, I mean, obviously you add spring in that too. So, I mean, you're playing over 200 games a year, and it's a lot of baseball. You got to take care of your body. You got to have a routine. The routine is crucial, whether it's, you know, it could be something as simple as rolling out or whatever you do daily, because that's going to get you through the ups and downs of this game, is having that routine. So it definitely takes a toll on the body, but you got to be able to take care of it.
Okay, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call if you're going to the big leagues, walking that locker room for the very first time, see your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
Yeah, it's special feeling, man. I feel like it's a lot of emotions that come to mind. I remember when I first got called up in 2014, you know, I thought about my family and my brothers. That's something that I always dreamed of doing, and to accomplish that, I feel like my family were the first people that came to mind. And, you know, looking back on it, I know I'll never take it for granted, and I always appreciate that day for sure.
Did you cry?
I don't think I cried. I was ready to go. I know my mom and dad did, but I was excited and very anxious to get up there and get going.
We know mama cried.
No doubt, no doubt.
Coach on the road with the man for the D-backs.
Appreciate you, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good one.